Paranoid Park is a new film directed by Gus Van Sant, based on a young adult novel by Blake Nelson. At the Cannes Film Festival last May, the jury awarded Van Sant with a special prize for the film. Paranoid Park is set in the world of teenage skateboarders in Portland, Oregon. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Gus Van Sant embodies the notion of the director as conceptual artist. He regards everything he does as some kind of experiment. His first film, Mala Noche, was a tale of romantic obsession that played like an expressionist fever dream. Then came Drugstore Cowboy, outrageous in its premise, the addict as Western outlaw, but conventional in technique. Then My Own Private Idaho, conventional in its theme of teen alienation, but outrageous in technique, a mix of Shakespeare, surrealism, and urban grit. When Van Sant made formula studio pictures like Good Will Hunting, he told interviewers he was working in the tradition of Renaissance artists who strive to suppress their personal voices. I'm not kidding. A remake of Hitchcock's Psycho posed the question, if you replicate a film shot by shot, what will you wind up with? It turns out, nothing pretty. Paranoid Park belongs in the series that began with Van Sant's Jerry and continued with Elephant and The Last Days, trance-like works in which you drifted through time and space with non-actors, or actors behaving like non-actors. This is the best of those freeform works, a supernaturally perfect fusion of his art project head trip aesthetic and Blake Nelson's finely tuned first-person young adult novel. The protagonist and narrator, Alex, played by Gabe Nebbins, is a Portland, Oregon teen whose father has moved out and who gravitates toward a grotty skate park for what he calls, in voiceover, thrown-away kids. One day, Alex gets called to the school office, where a detective, played by Dan Liu, asks about a grisly death near Paranoid Park.
Let me tell you what my situation is. I have this security guard, and we find him deceased on the railroad tracks. And so we're thinking maybe he tripped or he fell. But the autopsy says he was struck by an object. And we also have a witness that says he saw somebody throw something over the bridge into the river. We happen to have that object, and it's a skateboard. Now, the funny thing is, there's some DNA evidence on the skateboard that puts it at the scene of the crime. Where did you go?
I drove around downtown a little to Subway and got something to eat.
Okay, there's about 1,002 Subways. Which one did
you
go to?
By the waterfront.
Okay, and the one over in the World Trade Center, that one?
Yes.
Okay, what'd you get?
Turkey and ham on Italian herb and cheese bread, toasted tomato, lettuce, pickle, olive, mustard, oil, and vinegar.
Did you get mayo?
No.
Gotta have mayo with that.
Mayo's sick.
Mayo's sick. What kind of bread was it?
Italian herb and cheese.
Okay, you have a receipt in your pocket for that?
No, I don't keep Subway receipts.
Okay, how much did it cost then?
Like six-something. Subway's expensive.
6-inch, 12-inch?
Six.
6-inch for $6, so you must have got the meal then, right?
No, I just got a drink.
Okay,
all large, right. Dr. Pepper.
Who'd you eat with?
Myself.
Based on his sandwich description, I'd believe Alex, but it turns out via flashback that he was at the scene of the death, although guilt or innocence are inadequate to describe what he did. Although he longs to tell someone, his father, who seems oblivious to his needs, or even that detective, he pulls into himself. Nelson's book is linear and even invokes Dostoevsky, since Alex is reading Notes from Underground. Van Sant dumps Dostoevsky and ruptures the narrative line to drive home Alex's inability to get at his own mixed-up feelings. The director and cinematographer Christopher Doyle leap from the static and realistic to the dreamlike and woozy with Super 8 skateboard footage that seems to bubble up from the collective unconscious of the misfits of Paranoid Park. The soundtrack is a vivid mashup: Beethoven, country, the melancholy Elliott Smith, capped with Nino Rota's carnivalesque Fellini music, which drowns out Alex's cheerleader girlfriend. Van Sant found his leading actor from a casting notice on MySpace, and Nevins has a good soft face, a 7-year-old's head on a 17-year-old's body. There are times when his inexpressiveness is a little too inexpressive, but the voiceover narration keeps the movie grounded, and Alex's tumultuous emotions are right there in the film's look and sound. In life, when you look at a teenage boy with no expression, his clothes drooping, his long hair in his eyes, perhaps toting a skateboard, you might construe his blank affect as a sign of the blankness within. But in Van Sant's hands, that supposed void turns out to be not too empty, but too full. Paranoid Park is a trip into space, not outer, but inner, in ways that movies rarely are. This time, the experiment is a raging success.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. Paranoid Park opens today in New York and L.A. and can also be seen in the pay-per-view section of many cable systems as part of the series called IFC in theaters.